views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. So this week we had Earth Day, and I would just like to invite you to honor our Earth. Be aware of her beauty and anything that you can do to help preserve that. There's a lot of different ways, watching our consumption of things, how we throw away stuff. And we may not think what little things we do matter. I'm just one person, but, you know, one by one, they all add up. And I also invite you to take a walk on the earth this weekend. Actually touch the earth. Get off the pavement this weekend and enjoy all the senses that our earth gives us. The sight to our eyes, the smells, the sounds. Touch a leaf, a tree, or plant some flowers. That's what I'm going to do this weekend. It's planting time. So before we get started, I just want to put out a call for our Sacred Pampering Day. It's our Woman of Wisdom fundraiser on May 31st, and we have a call out for practitioners of diverse healing modalities. You know, we accept that there's so much to offer now to people, and people like to try out new things, and this is a way where people can come to this event and for a low fee, try out different sessions, some modalities from different people. And we have tarot readers and psychic healers and channelers and coaches and everything. We pretty much accept anything that is pampering for women or healing for women. Applications on our website, so just go to womanofwisdom.org and look under programs. You'll see Pampering Day link. And also purchase tickets. You can start purchasing tickets to attend it. It's only $45. And also I want to announce my Unleash the Leadership course is going to happen start next week. It's 4 weeks. You can read more on my website at chrysalisleadership.com. And this course isn't just for leaders. It's for anyone who wants to improve their skills at speaking up in groups, contributing their gift, bringing in new ways of co-participating in meetings and in the groups that you're part of that you could really offer a lot. And it helps build your confidence. So I invite you to check that out. So today my guest is Donna Visocki. She is a world-renowned speaker and author. She's the founder of Bella Spark Productions and publisher of Bella Spark Magazine. It's one of the top metaphysical and consciousness-raising organizations in the U.S. And she's also co-host of the BBC radio show Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visocki. She's the author of the new book, I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain, which tells her story of how her daughter, Christy, who died in an automobile accident in 2003, propelled her on this soul journey. And her website is www.bellaspark.com. So welcome, Donna.
Thank you for having me on the show, Chris. It's nice to be with you today.
Yes, well, I read your book this week, and it's such a good thing to put out there for people. There's so many people out there who experience the same thing you have. And so sharing your story, even if it helps one person, you know, that story, your book has done its job. But I'm going to start off first with your story. You know, let's start with what was your life before your daughter passed away?
Well, I was the executive director of the symphony at the time in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I was totally ignorant of anything spiritual or psychic or anything like that. And so losing my daughter really kind of propelled me on a new direction.
Yes, and so that we want to, and that's what we're here to learn about today. So if you could share, you know, it all happened just, you know, it's one of those moments, a life-changing moment that happened to you.
And it was. We got a knock on the door at 5:30 in the morning, and I looked out the window, and there's two police cars. And when I opened the door, there's two police officers and a guy with a chaplain badge on his chest. And you know, when you see something like that, you know something's happened that's forever going to change your life. And so it was a total shock, and one of those things that you think's never going to happen to you. And you don't want to be a part of this club. I call it the Mother of Dead Kids Club. And it's because it's just devastating, and it changes your life forever.
Yes. And then there's, I mean, I imagine you wrote this book, too, for your own healing, but you provided inspiration for those who are also going through this now. What do you recommend? What would you tell people? Now that you've gone through this, because it's you know, people are kind of lost for words when these things happen. What would you recommend telling, you know, how to be with people who are going through this experience?
It's, you know, it's really hard, and I don't think I knew how to do this before either, until I went through it. And I was very fortunate to have some, you know, wonderful friends who reach out to you in that. But on one piece, you don't want anybody, you know, to even talk to you at times, and you just want to be alone, and you just, you know, you're kind of immersed in this grief and denial and everything. And I remember, you know, wandering around, walking downtown and that, trying not to run into people, you know, not making eye contact with anybody. I just wanted to be alone. And it's really hard to connect with your spouse or other family members because nobody quite gets it. And one of the things that I would recommend, though, to people, if you're talking to somebody who's lost a loved one, is you do want to talk about your child. You want to talk about them and remember them and describe the little things that happened with them in their life and stuff like that. And so many people are afraid to bring the subject up because they know it's painful for you. But so then they don't, they just kind of ignore it. And you don't want your, it's like your child was still there, you know, they were still part of your life and you still want to remember that and you want to share that with people. And so I would ask questions or bring up, you know, remember the time Christy did this or that or whatever. So don't shy away from talking about the person who left, the person who died. That's the one, if I could share any bit of advice to somebody who's talking with someone who's lost a loved one, that would be it. Don't be afraid to talk about that child who died because the parents really want to.
Yeah, well, that's good advice. And also, you know, what might be helpful too is to share, if they're somebody that knew the child, mm-hmm. share their a story of an interaction they had that maybe right. things that you don't even know about, which would add to, you know, to your repertoire of stories of your daughter. I would think, you know, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you had that experience with my daughter or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I think that's really important because so many people you're afraid to bring that up around mm-hmm. somebody. And now, you know, I've learned, and when I meet somebody who's lost a child or a loved one, I always say, tell me about your son, you know, tell me and ask and invite them to, you know, tell me stories and describe their child or whatever, because I know how much it meant to me and it still does.
Yeah, and that's just a simple question. Like, we get at a loss for words, like, how do I bring this up? It's just like, hey, tell me about your daughter, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it very simple. So, how do you survive the loss of a child, really? I mean, and one of the things that I'm wondering is, like, for someone who has lost a child, what do you recommend they first do for themselves?
I, you know, for everybody, it's different, I think. And I'm not sure if I could make a recommendation. I know what happened, you know, what happened for me, and it wasn't anything that I planned. Like I said, I had a woman who I know she would call me that I knew she had lost a son maybe 5-6 years earlier, and she called and she reached out to me, and it's like I didn't want to talk to her because I didn't want to be a part of her club. And mm-hmm. she would call me, and I'd see the name on the caller ID, and I wouldn't answer the phone. And she stopped by one day when I wasn't home, and she left a candle for me and a little note and that, because I just didn't want to go there. But I was directed to by a friend of my son's to go to a Compassionate Friends meeting. And this is part of where my story really begins, is I went to a Compassionate Friends meeting. It's for parents who've lost children. And I didn't want to go again because it would be admitting that I belonged to this club that I didn't want to be a part of. But she said, oh, my mom will be there because she had lost a brother a few years before. And my mom's part of this club and you should go and everything. And so I ended up going to this meeting. And it's fascinating to sit there in this circle of parents who've lost children. And everybody talks about their child and what happened and everything. And it's so sad and it's gut-wrenching, but it allows you to release a lot of emotions that you can't typically release. And you can say things to this group because they all get it, that you can't, you know, say to somebody else. And so, you know, that was very healing for me. But something magical happened to me at that meeting, and that had nothing to do with the parents or the organization itself. But after the meeting, a woman came up to me and she said, your daughter was standing behind you all night long and she's a beautiful girl. And she hands me her card and it said, Angel Reader. And what I found out, she was at the meeting as a mother because her son had died just a few months earlier. But she was a psychic medium as well. And she invited me to call her and come in for a reading to connect with my daughter. And my first thought is, you know, this was totally new to me. And I had no information about psychics or mediums or connecting to the other side. And, you know, the only thing I knew was like 1-800-PSYCHICS and that. But you're so desperate to connect with your child that you'll try anything. And so I finally, it took me almost a month to get up the courage to go see her, but I finally did. I called her up and I set up an appointment to go see this medium so I could connect to my daughter. And that was life-changing for me.
Yes. Well, and we're going to hear more about that and all the various things that you have done and about your book when we come back. This is Chris Stainis and listening to Voices of Women. We'll be right back.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Donna Vasaki today. She's the author of I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain. And so we've been talking about, you were just sharing how you went to the support group for the, at the first meeting. Someone came up and said your daughter was standing right behind you the whole time. How did you feel in that moment?
Well, it was pretty shocking, to say the least. It was, you know, it was amazing to me. Like I said, I had never really explored this whole arena. It just wasn't part of my life at all, and that. But I finally got up the courage to go see her, because, like I said, you're so desperate to connect with your child. And at that very first reading, she started telling me stuff and things, and it's like, well, how do I know this is Christy and everything? And she identified things, like my daughter had a dolphin tattoo on her shoulder and things like that that she wouldn't know. And so then I knew that she really was connecting with my daughter, and it was amazing. It felt so good. I remember crying through that entire hour-long reading and everything, but to get this message that my daughter was okay and that she loved me and that she was with us and everything, and that it was just, it was so comforting to have that. It was an amazing blessing. And one of the things that my daughter said in that very first reading was, we agreed to do this. And it had more to do with my soul's evolution than Christie's. And, of course, I'm going, well, what the heck was I thinking? You know, why why would I agree to this? But that has sustained me over the years, because it really, she really was my catalyst. And I started reading books on how to talk to dead people, books like by people like Sylvia Brown and James von Prague, and books on connecting with your angels. And then one day, Conversations with God jumped off the shelf at me, and that just like opened a whole new window, you know, in my mind and everything. And it just led me on this whole new path, exploring spirituality and life after death and everything. And it's been fascinating.
Yeah, so, and I know you write about all this in your book, and also you write about hearing voices in your head. Now, where did the voices, were, do you think, from your daughter, or were they from other entities?
Well, you know, at first I wasn't sure. I started to, you know, connect. I was reading all these angel books and about connecting to your guides and angels. So I think that was first what I started to hear were my guides and angels. And somebody had told me that she said every morning, she said, take 10 deep breaths and ask the angels what it is I need to know today. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. And so I'd get up in the morning and I'd practice and I'd take my 10 deep breaths and I'd hear nothing, you know, I'd get nothing. And then one day after about a week in that, I take my 10 deep breaths and I say, okay, what do I need to know today? And I hear this message in my head, and it's kind of like a voice in your head, and it says, quit your job. And I'm going, what? You know, I finally, you know, hear like I'm talking to my guides and angels and they tell me to quit my job. It's like, oh my gosh. But I had started doing events after Christy died, and I started exploring and hearing all these speakers and reading these books and things online and stuff. And I'm going, I want to see these people. I want to hear these people in person. And nobody came to Fort Collins, Colorado. We're about an hour north of Denver, and we never got anybody like this here. And I thought, I'm just going to bring somebody in. So I started bringing in some speakers. My first speaker was Sonia Choquette, and there were 500 people there. It was amazing. But I thought, you know, I wanted to get these answers, and I felt like there were other people who were hungry for these answers as well. So I started doing events as I'm still working my day job at the symphony. And I got to the point where it was like I needed to do this. This was my path. I needed to quit my job and step into this new path, and which I created Bella Spark Productions. And but it was pretty interesting, you know, when you finally start hearing something and the first thing they say is quit your job.
Yeah. And a lot of times we ignore those messages. Like we hear things and we go, we just, you know, we don't want to hear that. We don't, oh, that's too risky. I can't do that. Yeah. I need my money. But, you know, it's like little signposts along. If you hadn't listened to that, there would have been another message along the way because this was part of your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And even your work at the symphony geared you up for it, prepared you for it.
It did. When I look back on my life and all the things I've done and everything, I know it was perfect training for, you know, what I'm doing today. Everything all clicked together. It was perfect. And it's funny because we do get messages and we do get little signs and everything all the time. And I remember after I had started doing Bella Spark and started doing events and everything, I decided I was going to expand to Seattle in your neck of the woods. And so I set up a speaker series in Seattle to start in January of 2008. And I remember this day specifically. It was December 30th of 2007. And I'm having lunch with two women I had never met before. They were both psychic mediums. And we're just talking about our businesses and how we want to grow and what we're going to do and that with our lives. And I said, well, I've added a series in Seattle to start in 2008. And I'm thinking in 2009 I'll add another city, and I'm thinking somewhere in the Midwest. And then we're just eating lunch and talking away, and then this one gal pipes up out of the blue, and she says, you know you're going to Vancouver next, don't you? You might think you're going to the Midwest, but you're going to Vancouver next. And I'd never even been to Vancouver. I wasn't even quite sure where that was, and I thought, okay, I'll just put this in my back pocket. And the next day's New Year's Eve, and I wake up, and I got the stomach flu. So I spend the whole day either in the bathroom or in bed. And I'm laying in bed in the afternoon, and the phone rings. So I pick up the phone, and there's a woman calling about the speakers that I'm bringing to Seattle. And she's talking away, and she's this chatty Kathy, and I've got nothing better to do. I'm just laying in bed, so we're having this nice long conversation. And she's so excited, and she says, I can't wait to see these people. I'm coming down for every one. And I said, well, where do you live? Vancouver. You know, I just hung up the phone and I said, okay, I guess I'm going to Vancouver next. And this woman did come down for all of my shows, and we got to be friends, and she became my partner to do a speaker series in Vancouver. But we're getting these messages and these signs and things like that all the time, and we need to just pay attention to them. I ask my guides to say, I always say, bring it to me like three times, and then I'll know I'm supposed to pay attention to it.
Yeah, because we can get a lot of messages if we were to follow up on everything. It's like, you know, we're already so busy. How can we do it all?
Yeah.
But it, you know, these things line up. It's you know, and when you hear it more than once, you kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm supposed to pay attention to that.
Just a simple thing like somebody told me about this called the Abascal Way, and it's a diet that quiets inflammation. And I've had three people tell me they're doing it and talking about it. And then I was at a networking meeting Monday night, and I won the drawing and won that book.
The Abascal Way.
It's like, oh, I've been hearing about this. I kind of was interested. Here I won
the book.
You're
definitely getting messages. Oh, it's fascinating. And we do, you know, we do. We have guides and angels around us all the time. And this is not something I recognized or knew before either, that we're not alone. And we have our loved ones around us. I know Christy's like my partner on this Bella Spark thing. She is my partner. I named it the business after her because she was a beautiful spark, and Bella means beautiful in Italian. But I know she's my partner, and so she's helping me from her side of the veil, and I know I have angels and guides. But again, I didn't know this before, but I know it now. And the one thing I learned about angels is you have to ask for help. They can't help you automatically. You have to ask.
That's important to remember, because we live in this society that, you know, immediate gratification. We want it now.
and
we want it on a platter. We don't have to go looking for it. But talking about looking for it, you know, you resisted going to the support group at first. You probably would have resisted going to a medium. And if someone doesn't believe in that, how can they? And also, how to choose somebody that you feel safe with and who you feel really is the true medium. Because, you know, you think, you get the impression there's a lot of quackery out there and people who take advantage of you. And so what do you suggest?
I think, you know, it is hard. But like I said, you're so desperate to connect when you lose someone you love. So you're more open to that thought if somebody brings that up or whatever. And it is hard to know who's legitimate. But I also think, you know, there's holistic fairs everywhere now. We have several in Fort Collins and Denver and that. And they have a host of mediums there where you can get readings. And that's a really good place to check it out. Because they only bring in people who are legitimate. Now, some are better than others. Their skills are better. It's not that they can't do it and they're not able to connect, but some people are just more advanced at it. Their skills are better and they're better at connecting. And you have to find somebody that kind of resonates with you. But that's a good place to try some out. You know, get a 10-minute reading here or a 10-minute reading there.
Yeah, that's a simple way. And also ask around, ask with your friends. You know, I think personal recommendations are really good. Well, this is Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Donna Vasaki.
Chris Stainless is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and that was Lorraine Bayes from our Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can check out on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Just look for our products. It's the only place you can purchase it. And beautiful collection of songs from many great singers, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, many others. So we have Donna Visaki here. She's the author of I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain. And Donna, could you please give your contact information where people can find your book?
They can find my book at bellaspark.com, and it's B-E-L-L-A-S-P-A-R-K, Bella Spark, no S on the end of spark, because it's one spark. We're all a beautiful spark, and there's, you know, my book's on there. We have a magazine, Bella Spark Magazine. There's a link to that, and you can read all kinds of amazing articles on holistic health, spirituality, new thought, sustainable living. It's a beautiful magazine, so that's available there as well.
Yeah, and you have a newsletter goes out, too. People can sign up for your newsletter?
Yes. Yes, we love to have people sign up to our newsletter, and you get all the updated information on the things we have going on and again, links to different articles.
So we've been talking about spending time with a medium and finding that and the synchronistic messages that we get. And also, you know, I'm thinking how your book, it isn't just for people who have lost someone in their lives. It's because you are sharing your journey of how you shifted your personal life and developing your soul's path, so to speak. So how can other people apply this and what other kinds of situations?
Well, I think the lessons that I've learned, you know, can apply to all of us because we are all facing challenges in our life. And, you know, a lot of us have felt loss, whether it's the loss of a loved one or loss of our health or a relationship or jobs or whatever. We all have challenges and things that we go through. And what I've learned is to connect to that higher power and to know that I have guides and angels around me and loved ones, you know, who have passed on, who are around me, that we're not on this journey alone and that we can connect. It's all there for all of us. You don't have to be a special medium or anything and able to do this. And it's about learning how to connect into your highest self, about finding your purpose, because I believe we all come in here with a purpose, and then we all get busy and sidetracked and doing all of the things that life brings us and society expects us to do and things like that. But it's really finding your higher self. And I think we can all do that. And unfortunately, often it's that dark night of the soul that propels us on this journey.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing like a change in life to to shock us out of our complacency. So, and the book, the title, I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain. There's a story about that, even just how the what the title is about, if you could share.
Well, you know, after I did, about a year after Christy died, and I had been exploring all of this, I call it woo-woo stuff, spirituality, and that, I went to a conference and I met this medium psychic woman there. Her name was Kimmy Rose, and we just hit it off and spent a lot of time together that weekend. And she went home. She's from Michigan, and I went back to Colorado, and she emails me a couple days later, and she said, Christy came to see me, and she has a message for you. And the message is, she said she will meet you at the base of the mountain. And she goes on to describe this big, lush, green mountain and this river and everything, and I said, I don't know where that is. A year later, Kimmy actually came to Fort Collins, and she was doing an event here, and she was doing gallery readings. You know, we have a large audience, and she's doing readings from the audience. And she called on me, and she said, Christy's here, and she has a message for you. She said she'll meet you at the base of the mountain. And again, she goes on to describe this big, lush, green mountain. It's the exact same message. And I said, Kimmy, you gave me that message a year ago, and I still don't know where this mountain is. And so I feel like I've been searching, you know, for the last 10 years, searching for this mountain. Everywhere I go, I was in Seattle and Vancouver, and I'm going, is this the mountain? Is the mountain here? I was in Maui. Is this the mountain? I was supposed to go to Peru, sure that was the mountain where I was going to finally meet Christy. I was really going to connect with her in a way that was far different and more than anything I could imagine. And I live in Colorado, so everywhere I would go, here, is this the mountain? Is this where we're going to meet Christy? And I'd spent a 10-year journey, you know, searching for that mountain to be able to connect with my daughter. And I'm not going to give away the ending of the book and tell you where that mountain is. You have to read the book to, you know, to find out, you know, how it ends. But that's where the name came, you know. And it was interesting. I wrote the book in pieces as this stuff came up, and these memories and the things that I've experienced over the years, they just kind of would come in at the weirdest times, and I had no idea where it was going to end and how it was going to end. And then one night in the middle of the night, I got, this is the name of the book. I got that. This is what we're going to name the book. And this I knew was Christy coming into me. This is what we're going to name the book. And this is kind of the storyline of this book, is your journey to connect with Christy. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what it was. Well, also in your book, you talk about your grandchildren and their ability to connect with Christy and others from the other side. You call, there's a chapter, Out of the Mouth of Babes. So. I mean, talk about that, because that's, you know, it's a very, and I know there's even a little jealousy you struggled with. Well, what can't you heard? You would hear Christy, but you wouldn't see her like they would see her, actually see her.
Mm-hmm. My grandchildren were amazing, and I think all children are like this. They come in still remembering things, you know, the imaginary friends that they talk about. You need to believe them, because they're not imaginary. They're real. But my oldest grandson, my son's little boy, Nicholas, was 6 when Christy died, and they were buddies. And she would show up in his room. She'd say, "Hi, Nick, how you doing today?" And I remember when he was 9, and we would talk about this, because I didn't want him to think it was weird, and I didn't want them to lose it. And sometimes I would pick his brain, so have you seen Christy lately? What'd she have to say, you know, because it was so easy for him. And when he was 9, he would walk home from school by himself, and he'd be home alone for about an hour until his dad got home. And I remember asking him one day, I said, "So, Nick, have you seen Christy lately?" He said, "Yeah. She sits on the couch with me after school until my dad gets home." And then I, a couple months later, I asked him again, I said, have you seen Christy lately? Does she still sit with you after school? And he said, yeah. He said, but sometimes I think I see her at school. And sometimes when I'm having trouble with my math, she'll whisper the answer in my ear. She'll go, 25. And my husband and I just laughed because we said, you are in big trouble because Christy was terrible at math. But it's so easy for them. And they see, his little brother was a baby when Christy died, so he didn't really know her, but she would always show up to him also. As he grew up, he would start sharing stories about her. And then my other daughter, Jennifer, had a little girl, Hampton, and she was born after Christy died, and she would see Christy, and they see them so clearly. It's like looking at you or me. And they're so funny. The kids are going, can't you see them, Nana? They're sitting right here on the couch. Can't you see them? And I turn around to look and, you know, I don't see like them. So I am jealous. Mm-hmm. But these kids, these children coming in, they have this connection and we need to foster it.
Well, and definitely not shut them down and say, they're wrong. Don't talk. You know, a lot of people get that where like, you know, mm-hmm. don't talk about that. That didn't,
yeah, I think that's
not
what happened to us.
Because it's, cause, you know, for some people it's just scary, you know, they
right.
can't, yeah, but to really, you know, to, because that, and that's what shuts it down for people. The kids get mm-hmm. the message, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this anymore. Well, you know, they say time heals and, you know, it's been over 10 years for you. How are you now with your healing journey? Does it get easier?
Well, it does get easier. And I have to say, you know, over the years, it's been an up and down journey. I like to liken it to you're in the waves on the ocean in that. And sometimes, you know, when it first happens, when you have this terrible catastrophe or disaster or whatever, the waves are just overpowering and they're running over you faster and faster and faster in that. But as time goes on, the waves get further apart and the troughs between them aren't quite so deep. You don't sink to such deep lows. And then you rise out of them a little faster. But they still happen, you know. It's like at 5 years, a lot of people say that, you know, at 5 years you think you should be over this by now, but then something happens, a song or some memory or something, and all of a sudden it's like you're right back there in the middle of that event again, and but doesn't last as long.
And, yeah. Well, and so, we'll talk more when we come back. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We're talking with Donna Visaki, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Dear Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Torella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Torella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and we're talking with Donna Vasaki today. She's the author of I'll Meet You at the Base of the Mountain, and we were just talking about how, you know, healing over time, and you're talking about, like, at 5 years you'd think you'd be over it and then something would happen, and I was wondering about that because I would think that there would be triggers, like you said, you know, a song comes on or something that reminds you of your daughter, that you're right back there again, and then how you deal with that. And it's great, you know, I think it's great information for people to know, like, well, it's not as hard. You've already been through it the first time,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's not as hard. It maybe doesn't last as long, but it's still, it's like peeling the onion. You know, you're releasing more of that grief that, you know, can get really stuck in our bodies too.
Right. And it does. And it does, it's a process. And we can't expect it to be go over and done with, but we also can't wallow in it forever. And we have to, you know, move on. And it does. There are things that, you know, little things will trigger memories and things like that. And all of a sudden, you're right back there. But like I said, it doesn't last as long. And then you can move forward again. And it is about releasing that grief. And I think writing the book for me was a real healing journey to put that out there. And as I remember, as I was writing it, or as I'm typing it, or editing it, or every time I'd read it, I would cry, and it would bring up all of these emotions, and it was a great release for me. And I think it allowed me to kind of close that chapter of my life, or put some closure to this, you know, this event that happened to me. And I wrote about this in the book. I was meditating or riding my bike one day, it was in the summer, and I stopped by this little lake, and there was nobody at the lake, nobody on this lake at all, and I never saw a living thing. I never saw a bird, a fish, a frog, anything anywhere on this lake. And I sat down to meditate, and the message I'm getting is you need to let go of your story. Let go of your story about Christy and who you are. Let go of your story about Bella Spark and my business and everything. They said, it does not define you. You are not just a mother who lost a child. You are not just this Bella Spark business, you know. You are not any of those pieces. They're part of the fabric of your life, but they don't define who you are. You are much greater than that. You're a divine spark of God and everything. And it feels like releasing. Like I said, writing the book was a real release for me, and to kind of let go of that emotion and peace around all of the tragedy and everything in my life.
Yeah, that's so helpful. I mean, when you talk about that, I can relate to, like, yeah, I am not Woman of Wisdom. When you created Bella Spark, and I created Woman of Wisdom, and that becomes us so much. You know, it's like it took me years, and I've been involved in it 22 years, to separate myself. Like, I am. So when people talk about Woman of Wisdom in any kind, you know, even if it's a negative comment or a criticism, meaning even to be helpful criticism, critique or something, it feels like a stab in the back, because you're so connected to it that mm-hmm. you have to learn how to separate from it. And it's not you. And so
right.
These things that we do are not us. They don't define us. And it's so easy to get wrapped up into that.
Right. And the things that have happened to us, you know, we have to let those go. And it shifts you and it changes you and everything, but it doesn't define, that's not who you are. Like I said, I'm not just the mother of a child who left. And I'm not just Bella Spark, or I'm not, you know, when I was the executive director of the symphony, or I'm not just the mother of my children, you know, or the wife of my husband. You know, we are so much more than that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Bella Spark, because that's something that you created that you feel passionate about, and it was one of the callings for you. I think I like to call it like a calling. You know, it drew you out of when you know, the message was quit your job. It drew you to create Bella Spark, and I know that it's also evolving. I think you're in this place of transition. Like, what does it evolve to? So let's talk a little bit about Bella Spark.
Well, and we started, you know, doing Bella Spark again to bring. I wanted to bring these speakers in and everything, and so I started doing events. I've worked with Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and all these amazing visionaries. And you get to this place, well, I, you know, kind of like, well, you're going to save the world and share this message with everybody and that. So that's, it's been an amazing experience to work with these people and share their message with so many people. I bought a magazine somewhere along the way. I still don't know why I did that. But I bought a magazine, and again, we're sharing all this amazing information. And I get to the point where it's like I look back and I realize it was all about me. It was all about my journey and the people I needed to learn from next. So Bella Spark has been a wonderful catalyst for myself and for other people, planting seeds, you know, getting the message out there that there is more to life than what we can see with our five senses. But I, you know, now I'm shifting too into a new place, like I think a lot of us are. We're all getting this nudge to like step into who we're supposed to be, what our purpose is, our dream. And I wrote the book, and now I'm starting to do some speaking and kind of, you know, in a little bit of a limbo too, as far as, well, what's the next step? Where is Bella Spark going? Where is Donna going? What am I supposed to be doing? What does my soul want? You know? It's an interesting time, and I think a lot of us are in that same place.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. We're all in this, because I think, like, we're waiting, like, it feels like something's going to happen, and we don't know what it is, and so what should we be doing to get, you know, in that new something, and I think it's really paying attention to our intuitive voice, and the signposts, I call them, or the synchronicities that happen that can lead you, and to not go jumping around like, I got this message, this, I'll go do this. It's like, pay attention and sit with it. Like, oh, what does that mean? How does that feel? What would it look like? And just sit with it internally before you go off and going, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, we jump to action because our society is so much like that.
Mm-hmm.
That patriarchal model of jump to action, do, and to just allow ourselves to be with these messages we're getting and see where they go, to flow with it, just to allow what our messages I'm getting is saying to let it allow, let it flow, let it allow in me to come forward.
Right. And yeah. And the message I've been getting is to not try and control it, how it looks or how it comes together or whatever, just be open and allow, like you said, to allow it to come in. And the other thing is the energy has been so powerful on the planet that we're just getting bathed in light from the universe right now, which is helping us in our shift and raising our vibration, raising our consciousness in that. But it also, things change from day to day almost.
Yeah.
You know, we might get the message that this, you know, might feel good to do this. And then a couple days later, it might like, no, I'm not supposed to do that.
I know. I'm in the same place. It's going to be this. No, it's going to be this. And I'm like, okay, just sit with it. It will evolve. It will go where it's meant to go. Well, thank you, Donna, for being with us today. It was great to talk with you.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed being on your show, Chris.
Yeah. So check out Donna's website, www.bellaspark.com. Want to leave everyone with this thought today. Where will you find the base of the mountain for yourself? So this is Chris Danis. I'm the founder of the Women of Wisdom Foundation and our conference we have every year in February. I also have the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspirational book, chapters of a lot of viewpoints from different angles on the divine feminine from different people and art and poetry and stories. And you can purchase that on our website at womanofwisdom.org and, of course, other places, as you know. Again, check out my Circle Leadership course that's going to start next week. And check out our events at Women of Wisdom. So next week, I'm going to be interviewing Regina Cates. And so I hope everybody has a great weekend. And thanks for joining us today.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Danis.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back in one location.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is essentially made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the insights that you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.